Jumping in now to our Jackson Heights Cobra show as we slither our way into it for week number 7. This locker room chat provided by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmer State Bank in Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop Worth, head coach Madison Massey of the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras. It's been a trio of games last time we spoke, coach, including a win over the St. Mary's Bears, second time being the team this season in the Thunder Classic, 50-40, and then on a pair of losses there to Marysville and Valley Heights. But coach, tell me about these last three games from you and your team.
Well, they're big competitive games that we've had. You know, we get Nema Hall Central as our first game, and we knew that was going to be tough from the start. We ran our offense really well. We ran zone, and we were able to keep them from hitting too many outside shots. We just struggle on the offensive boards. But in that first game against Nema Hall Central, Chesney had a double-double. So she had a big game for us, Chesney Cochran, and she making all tournament teams. She did a really, really nice job. She had 10 rebounds in that game alone. We don't have the other staff entered yet, but played well against St. Mary's and got all the way, I think it was tied going into the fourth quarter, and we went on a little bit of a run, hit a few shots, got it inside, got some stops on defense. So that was a good win for us just because we've kind of been on a little bit of a slump. And then we played Marysville, who was also tough, and we just had a hard time scoring that game. I mean, we only have 30 points total. It's not going to win many games. So, good tournament for us overall. I thought I saw a ton of progress, and hopefully that'll propel us into the end of this league play.
And you mentioned, you know, a big player there for your team, Chesney Cochran, making the all-tournament team. Had a very impressive time throughout the Thunder Classic, 33 total points, had 8 threes, a great amount of rebounds, to say the very least. I mean, talking about a player like her as you kind of go into the second part of the season, how big is it for her to have that kind of performance in the TVL tournament and to build that confidence going into the second part of the season?
Yeah, in general, we need someone to accumulate points, whether that's her, whether that's somebody else on the team. Obviously, that's like one of the objects of the game. You got to score points, and right now she's the one that's doing that for us. At times it's Bryn Shoup. She's been having some really good games on the assist. She's making those good passes. So those two got to work together for us to get big wins. And then the others that are on the team obviously play a huge role, getting rebounds, finishing around the basket, playing good defense. So we gotta get all five on the court playing together and passing the ball to get big wins.
And upcoming here on your schedule, looking ahead here with the Oskaloosa Bears on Thursday, and then on Friday it's the Jefferson County North Chargers. Next Tuesday it's against the Horton Chargers. So again, you look at these upcoming three games for you and your team. What are going to be some keys to these matchups?
Well, very competitive games, I hope, especially starting with Horton. We played them last time. They hit 10 threes on us. We defensively have to do a better job. I hope to get a rematch out of that and, you know, keep it closer. I mean, the ultimate goal is to win, but at least not let them have 10 three-pointers. We got Oski. We played them once. We cut it to 6 in the fourth quarter. It was a close game. Definitely winnable. Too many turnovers. I think that's kind of the name of our game right now, is got to hit shots around the basket. We got to stop turning the ball over. If we do some of those things, I think the ball bounces in our direction a little more than it has lately. So really, I just want to hit on that playing together, pushing the ball, moving it around. We let it stick too much, so that's going to make us successful if we can really move our offense around and get them stopped defensively.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you for joining us for week number 7 of our locker room chats, and good luck here on your upcoming games.
Thank you.
I was head coach Madison Massey for the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras. Upcoming, we'll talk to head coach Brett Plattner with the boys.